amen. We're going to open up in a quick prayer, and we're going to get into the word, because I love the word. Amen. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and we praise you, O God, and we thank you for another day. We thank you, O God, specifically for Mother's Day, O God. Father, for your love towards us, O God, for giving us people, O God, to encourage us, O God, to lift us up, to show grace towards us, O God. And Father, we give you the praise for what you have done, what you are doing, and what you will continue to do. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. 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 I bless the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And I want to say, Pastor Jay, thank you for the opportunity. Amen. I don't take it lightly. Amen. I appreciate the opportunity to be before God's people. And I do consider it a great honor. Oh, yes. Amen. So today, let's get right into it. The topic is why we should take care of mothers. All right. It's a simple topic. And everybody knows that it's a good thing to do. But sometimes we don't always do it. But I'm going to give you some reasons today why we should. And some of you may not have mothers who are still alive, but that doesn't make you exempt. There's some mothers that you know that still need to be loved on, that still need to be appreciated, that you can glean wisdom from. God's placed these people in your life, and he's waiting for you to express that love towards them. Amen? All right. So, before Jesus left the earth, he did two important things. I love Jesus. He was concerned about us. Yeah. So one of the key things that he did before he left the earth, he turned the leadership of the church over to Peter. Now, why is that significant? Because Peter, just like you and I, made lots of mistakes. I can look in the mirror and I can count them out. Some days I want to hide my face from the mirror, because there's so many errors that I have made. But even though Peter denied Christ three times, Jesus still saw something in him and said, you know what? I want him to look after the church. And so he gave that leadership over to Peter. But he also did another key thing that blesses me. He turned care of his mother over to John. Now John, they called him the beloved disciple. Amen. There was something about him that Jesus really saw in him. Now think about this. If you're like me, I love my mom. I really thank God for my mom. I often say, if you know anything about me, God gave my mother to me. She's my mom, and I thank God for her. Now, granted, we don't always agree with everything that moms and dads do, but they're still our moms. And the Bible says that we should honor them. Amen. Amen. But he, while he was suffering, and if you go back and you study it, in John chapter 19, verse 25, he says, the Bible says, near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. When Jesus saw his mother there and the disciple whom he loved standing nearby, which was John, he said, woman, here is your son. And to the disciple, here is your mother. And from that time on, this disciple took her into his home. Now, think about this. If you read the preceding verses, Jesus had been scourged. He had been beaten. He was treated very, very poorly. They took a crown of thorns and put it in his skull. He was in agony. But even as he suffered on the cross, he had you and his mother on his mind. I love the thought of that. Even when he was going through so much torment, he thought about his mother. How often, now I'm guilty, I'll put up both hands. If I could jump and click our heels, I would do it right now. But how many times have we gone through and we forgot about just to reach out and check on mom? If Jesus can endure the cross, the torment, the shame, and still think about the welfare of his mom, we need to do better. Amen? Amen. So keep that in mind while we're going through this. Now, I also want to stress As I was growing up, I grew up in Brooklyn, New York. I loved where I grew up. I know a lot of y'all think, and my husband has said on numerous occasions, nothing comes from Brooklyn but drugs and thugs. I am proud to announce I have never used drugs, and I'm not a thug, okay? All right, I'm not. I'm a lover, not a fighter, okay? But when I grew up, we did not talk about people's mamas. If you wanted a serious beatdown, then you talked about somebody's mama. Mamas was off limits. I don't care if your mama was a crack addict. I don't care what she did. You better not talk about my mama. But today I'm going to make it safe to talk about mamas. Amen? So we're going to keep it moving. So the 3 points that I want you to see, let's start with the first one. Mothers believe what God says about a thing regardless. I called it unshakable faith. Amen? Mothers don't care what it looks like, what it smells like, what people done said, how they acted. If God said something in regards to that thing, they're looking for it to come to pass. Amen? Amen. So, mothers see the potential when others see a mess. Amen. Some of y'all, and I hate to say it, I was one of those children that somebody said something about. They used to, my grandmother always said, that one is just so wild. She's always all over the place. But my mother saw the potential in me. And it's the same with you. Some of y'all were called bad. Y'all were called everything but a child of God. But your mother stood in your corner. And they encouraged you. And they loved you through the ups, through the downs, through everything that you endured. Who was there? Mama. Amen? Amen. Amen. So Mary's faith was so strong that she believed that Jesus was the Messiah regardless of what anyone said, and nothing was going to change her mind. So she had the angels to come and they ministered to her, and she just pondered those things in her heart. And I'm sure she saw Jesus play with his siblings and so forth, but she kept those things close to her heart. She knew that regardless of what went down, that this child was different and that God was going to fulfill purpose in his life. Amen? Amen. So mothers see purpose in you and they pull it out. They cultivate it. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 7 verse 14 speaks of the mother of Jesus, where she came forth and she was told that she would give birth to a child. Amen. And his name would be Emmanuel, God with us. Amen. And so what I love is that regardless of what is going on, mothers see a great potential. There's a person that blesses me. His name is Les Brown. I don't know if any of y'all know him, but Les Brown is a motivational speaker. And when he was in the fifth grade, he was diagnosed, basically, and was told that he was mentally retarded. And that title stuck with him up until he was in high school. And during that time, his mother kept encouraging him, and I'm sure she prayed, and God sent a teacher to encourage him and help him to see something different. Now we're reading his books. Now we're talking about Les Brown. And as a matter of fact, he said, other people's opinion of you does not have to become your reality. And that's what mothers see too. Amen? What other people think about you or other people have said about you, it doesn't matter. What really matters is what God says. Amen. I'm so glad. I'm a nurse. I'm a registered nurse. And I have been guilty of doing this as well. So I have been wrong. But a lot of times, we don't always see people for who they are. We see their conditions. So in room 103 is the foot. And room 205 is that nasty wound. In room 303 might be, oh, that attitude, Jesus. But aren't you glad that God doesn't see what other people see? That God doesn't name us by our titles? God sees what he put in us. God sees a finished work, amen? And God has cultivated mothers to pull those things out of us, amen? And that's one of the reasons why we should take care of our mamas. Amen. Amen. All right. Y'all, I'm trying not to preach, but if I do, praise God. Luke 1, verses 28 through 38. Mary saw that God was using her, and she said, "Lord, be it unto me according to your word." And I love that because mothers believe above anything else. And when we surrender our lives, God can use us in mighty ways to do great things in us, through us, and for us, and for those that we love. Amen? Amen. Come on and give God some praise right there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So that's why when we speak as mothers to our children and our spouses, we need to see who they are and not what they've done, or not the things that are present in front of us. I know sometimes we all have been guilty of speaking out of anger. There's been times when people have done things and it's like, "Oh, I'm gonna call you what I see right now." But what if God did that? We'd all be in a mess, amen? Wouldn't we be in a mess? What if he saw Yolanda, "Oh, that girl, that attitude." But he sees me. And I love that. A mother's faith can change circumstances in life. So, back in the day, Thomas Edison, he was at school and he came home and brought a note. And the note said, quote, "Your child is dumb and we can't do anything for him." So his mother read the note and said, "Okay." And she responded and said, "You don't understand my boy. I will teach him myself." Now, what if Mrs. Edison said, "Well, they done said that little Tom is just a mess and he can't do anything." Every last one of us would be sitting in the dark. Not one of us would have electricity to do the things that we do. But because of a mother's love, and because a mother saw potential when everyone else saw a mess, gave him a title, labeled him negatively, that mother pulled something out of that baby. And so often, each of you can see different areas where God has allowed your mother to pull things out of you. I remember, and this is not my personal testimony, but I witnessed it for myself. My sister always felt like she was not one that learned well. But she endured school. She did well. You know, she maintained. She got B's, C's, an occasional A. But when it was time to graduate, she was like, Mom was like, "Well, Janet, what would you like to do?" And I wasn't supposed to call her name, but Janet, if you're watching, I love you. But anyhow, she said, "Mom, I don't think I'm going to go to college." Mom looked at her and said, "Oh, yeah, you going to college. You going." She said, "You might as well figure out where you want to go because you're going." So Janet began to fill out the different applications, and sure enough, she was accepted. Not only did Janet graduate from that college, she has a master's degree now. She is working with people doing drug counseling and other kind of counseling, and God uses her mightily. Not only that, she's a minister of the gospel, and God uses her tremendously. But if she would have just continued in what she thought about herself, we wouldn't see the potential that God has for her life. And so I'm telling you this because sometimes we get into a place where we don't always think that mothers know what they're talking about. We say, "Oh, they're old. Just let them go on, whatever." But moms know. And this brings me to my next point. And I love the little yellow one. It says, "Please don't underestimate a mom's ability to find stuff out." Now, I will tell you this. I have 3 children and 2 grandbabies, precious babies, all of them. But, you know, ever since I have given birth to them, I could look at them and say, something's not quite right. Where exactly were you? Marty, he is not telling the truth. I don't care what he says, he is not telling the truth. So I have a superpower. Don't you have a superpower? Moms, do you have a, whether you realize it or not, you do. God put it in you. Amen. I don't wear an S on my chest, but I do know when there's something going on with my babies. And I know when there's something going on with my spouse. He may not always say it, but I can look at him and go, something's not quite right. Okay? So mothers can pick up on things, and mothers know when to push. They know when to pull back. Sometimes I'll say, I'm going to deal with it, but not right now. If I deal with it right now, somebody's going to be hurt, and it won't be me. Sometimes I just got to draw it on in, draw it on in. Amen? And we know how to say things in a way where people will receive it. And sometimes we can be quick at the mouth and it's not received well because we say it out of our feelings. And so God has given us a sense. Some people call it mother's intuition. I just think it's God, a little bit of God that he places in mothers. And oh, man, I'm not taking anything from y'all, but tonight, today, we're talking about mamas. Is that all right? All right. And how many times have you heard, from your mom? What's going on? Well, something about that person, you don't need to be around them. I don't know what it is, but I don't think you need to go somewhere tonight. You need to just sit down, just be still. Because sometimes mothers can pick up in the spirit things that are going on, and you can trace it. Different people I have spoken to down through the years. Someone didn't listen, and they're in a grave. Or they got hurt. Or whatever the circumstances. But sometimes it really makes sense to just stop and listen to what your mother has to say. John 2 and verse 5, a dilemma came up, and Jesus was at a wedding, he and his mom. And during that time, they were drinking. There was wine present, and the good wine ran out. There was no wine. So Mary was aware of it, and she said, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Now, Jesus, I didn't give you the full background, but Jesus said, when Mary went to Jesus, he said, this is really not my concern. Why are you telling me this? But by him listening to his mother, he was ushered into his first miracle. He turned the water into wine. People were blessed. Most people who drink wine are blessed. But they were really blessed because they said, y'all, please pray for me. I'm silly sometimes. But he said, most people wait till everybody is drunk, and then they slip in the cheaper version of the stuff, you know. But you waited till everybody was already feeling good, and then you brought in the best stuff. But they didn't realize what they was drinking was tap water that Jesus blessed. So, won't he do it? Amen? Won't he do it? I love it. So whatever he says unto you to do, just do it. Nike tapped into that. Just do it. But guess what? Jesus did it first. And so when he tells us to do it, just do it. It's for our benefit. And when he uses our mothers, even better. Amen. Mothers are ride or dies. All right. I don't know if you can read this, but this is me. I'm not a ride or die chick. I have questions like, where are we going? Why do I have to die? Can we stop? Is there food? I want to know. I have questions. Now, seriously, I'm there for Marty. But mothers are there regardless. How many of you know stories of mothers whose child was maybe in prison or locked up or whatever, and they would come. They would be there for them. Rolanda Holman is going to minister this in the second service, but she tells a story of her brother who was locked up, and I believe he may still be, but her mother had compassion for her son. And she said to Rolanda and her sister, she said, I'm going to take some food in there to my baby. Well, they looking the way I'm looking at y'all now. How in the world are you going to take some food in there? She said, I'm going to slip it under my wig. She said, they said, Mom, you can't do that. She said, oh, watch me. Jesus told me I could do it. So I'm going to do it. Jesus told her, and she said, I'm going to do it. So she fixed the plate for that baby some kind of way. She had chocolate cake up under there, some ham, some dressing, and she put it under her wig. Now, granted, this was before there were security systems and cameras and all of this, but she went in there, and she had that food for that baby. Well, they was acting kind of nervous because, like, how would you act if you were walking into a prison with a mom who had food up under their wig? So they was a little nervous. So she said, look, y'all acting a little suspicious. Calm down, calm down. It's going to be all right. Yeah. How many of you know she got that food in there to her baby? And he was able to eat that chocolate cake, that dressing, and that ham. So mama's a ride or die. I used to say this. Those of you that don't know, we lived in Alaska for 16 years, and my children graduated when they were from high school in Alaska. There were different things that came up against my children, but I always said, you'd be safer to come up against a mother moose than to come up against me and my children. A mother moose will stomp you to death if you mess with their cubs. You don't mess with my babies. Why? Because God gave them to me. And so I'm very protective of my children, and I love them. I also want to tell you that at one point when Justin, my oldest, he couldn't be here today because the baby, one of the babies was running a fever. So y'all lift Carter up in prayer in your private time. But when he was a very small child, Marty and I was T-boned by a van. And that baby, his little chest was bruised, and it cracked his sternum, and his skull was cracked. And he had to be life-flighted out to Savannah, Georgia. At that time, we lived in South Carolina. And during that time, it was a very, very dark time. We stayed at the Ronald McDonald House. We were there through thick and thin for that baby. But what blesses me, one of the things that I distinctly remember, I remember my mother coming. I remember her sitting with me. And when I would cry, she would cry. When I would pray, she would pray. Whatever was going through, she was there. Mamas are there. They stick by you. Some of you have gone through some things that nobody knows but your mama. Nobody knows, but they were there. And for some reason, I love all types of music, but I remember a blues song. But this does not apply to you. B.B. King saying, nobody loves me but my mama. But she could be lying too. If she was, she didn't share it with him. Amen? Amen. But mamas are there. So I just want to encourage you today. You may not have your mother here on the earth. Your mother may not be here. That's okay. But thank God for the moments that you had her. And for those of you who have mamas here now, cherish them, love them, be there for them. Because one day, if you keep living and don't die soon, you're going to be the age that they are, and you're going to need somebody to stand with you. Be there for your mamas, and thank God that he loved you enough to give you one. Amen? Amen. Thank you.
Let's thank God for his word.